Sun, Perek Dalet Ois Gimel. Vine Yesh La'amoid Oid Al Yisoid Makif V'Nichbod Sheroi Ladat Oto. Should be Oimid on a encompassing an important principle which is appropriate to know. Maybe we have to re-ask. Because from it there's an outcome of life. In other words, it has a lot of repercussions to the one who will understand it. Kol davar ba'olam shi'esh halacha, anything in the world that has a halacha, meaning that it's going somewhere, yesh bo gam hoiva v'chazor l'mkoyma, it also has the reverse situation coming, where it's going to be brought back to its place. Kimo adam hazorek davar, like the person who throws something, v'chazor elav, the thing comes back to him. V'zeu ha'tora, I mean, the only way we really understand that is if he's throwing it up in the air and then it's come back to him, or if he's throwing it against the wall and then it ricochets back to him. So it's a little difficult to understand. Yeah.
Of course, every action has equal and opposite reaction type of idea.
Right. So that could be true, but it doesn't look like that. That's not what he's not talking about. You'll see from the continuation. V'zeu ha'chazor shemeslavis im ha'ilocha. This is the chazor, the coming back, that accompanies along with the halacha. In other words, it's like the second part, so to say, of the halacha. When there's a halacha, there's going to be a chazara, a matzav of it coming back. V'kotev ze soivev al kol ha'vayo. And this, how do you translate kotev? That's the word that's used. Axis. Oh, okay, good. This axis is surrounds the whole existence, meaning the whole existence runs on this principle. Gam soid chies ha-meisim, hu me'inyin zeh. Even this soul, or also the secret of chies ha-meisim, is from this inyin. Shekol sheyeshna b'haloch, yeshna b'chazara, that whatever goes, comes back. Ulam, however, yesh chazor shemeviya imagam tosafot bracha. There is a chazara, there is a coming back that brings along with it also the addition, an additional blessing. Levad chazars etzem adova. Beside the very thing itself coming back, it brings along with it additional bracha. Kimo inyan azriya, like the inyan of planting. Shahagdala hi hachazara umeviya imagam tosafot meruba la'ikar. The growth is the coming back that brings with it also much added onto the ikar. Because right, you take a seed, and the seed, we said you plant the seed, and the seed then rots away. So now there's like nothing left of the seed. That rotting of the way is in order to allow it to grow, take root, and right after it breaks apart and whatever, so now it starts to grow, and a tree or whatever it is grows out of it. And that growth, of course, is a tremendous amount of growth compared to the ikar that it started with, which was just a seed. So that's an example of it comes, so to say, it like loses its life. In other words, that seed rots apart, breaks apart, and then comes back to life with a tremendous amount of additional bracha, which is the same idea, he says, as Tchias HaMeisim. The person was alive, he dies, and then he's going to come back to life, but with a huge amount of bracha, an additional bracha, he's going to come back to life in a larger than life way, right? In a bigger way than he was the first time. V'atosafot shebechazara zu, hi gilui yesh me'ayim. The addition in this chazara is the revelation of yesh me'ayim. Is the revelation of something from nothing. Shelo shayich ze ki im bebchinas hatosafos. Which this revelation of yesh me'ayim is only shayach in the bechina of addition. Shayre or additions. Shayre bebechinas ein sof lo shayach laagid tosafot. In the bechina of the infinite, so you, there's nothing to talk about addition. You can't add to the infinite, right? The infinite is infinite, so there's no idea of adding to that. Al kein haya rotzna elyon. Therefore, the supreme will was shekol gilu yoytze betzur shel tosafot, that every revelation should go out in the form of additions. V'hu mashaba imachazara, and that is what comes along with the return. I'll try to attempt to explain the way I understand it soon. V'lachein, and therefore, yisoyda giluyim poyalim be'ikka klapi mata. Therefore, the yisoyd of revelations works primarily klapi us, in relation to us below. Hu olam hazeh, that's this world. Shehi kula bechinas tosafot. This world is completely, it's entirely in the bechina of additions. Ve'ein pele im kol achros ha'teriach lemat. And therefore there's no wonder if the whole deciding of Torah, right? This Torah is decided, halacha is decided, achlamata only below. Like we know, like v'shamayimi, the decisions aren't made based on baskols up from up above, but rather what's decided down here below. Kichen kol giluyei ha'Torah gam kein bo b'tzur shel tosefes. And the reason for that is because all the revelations of the Torah also come in the form of addition. U'mekom ha'tosafot u'kan lamata, and the place of additions is here below. U'begilui shel ha'tosafot, now in the revelation of additions, hu azman shemitosef mizman lezman u'mishal l'shal v'chulei. How does the additions become revealed? That is through the medium of time, that there is more, right? What does it mean that there's something added? Something added means there was a moment before it didn't exist, and now there's a moment after where it's grown, and the next moment is grown more. So the medium or the mode of addition is through the aspect of time, inshallah, from time, from hour to hour, v'chulei, etc., moment to moment. And that is the whole inyan shalirados and neshama l'teich haguf, of bringing the neshama below into the body b'olam hazeh. Shariyadasa hi ha'haylocha, the bringing down of the neshama into the guf is the haylocha, is the going. Utzricha shetachzor l'mala b'chinas chazara. Now that means that the neshama then has to also go up, back up above in the b'china of returning im tosefes, with addition. With the addition shesiga by lemaza, with the addition that it attained in alim haze, tachas mizgerat hazman shehoylich moisif, while it was within the boundaries of time that allowed it then to go and add. Okay, let's stop here now and attempt to understand this a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, created the world. Lehetiv, Imri Yosef, to be mated with his creations, Tiba Megala Kvod Shemayim, Kol Bor Lechvoidei. I'm not going to get into it now, but these are all different parts of the same story. It's not like, you know, people speak about different reasons for the Bria, but that's really, it's all part of one big picture. But certainly the basis of everything is, of the whole creation is, revolves around our ability to grow. Our ability to grow, right? That we can reach shleimus, and reaching shleimus is part of us, is part of the ha'tava that, or the, first of all, the etzim reaching shleimus, but also what Hashem brings to us because due to that shleimus, right? The schar, and He adds to us as we work and purify ourselves. You know, He adds to us new madrigas after new madrigas, etc. Now, growth is impossible unless there's nothing down here that we do, okay, without a parallel by Hashem. So that we have eyes because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the concept of eyes by Him. right? Betzelem Elikim, God, man was created, Betzelem Elikim, in the image of God, right? The fact that we have the body parts that we have, that we look the way we look, and the fact that the world was looks the way it looked, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up, the Ein Sof set up himself, kiveyochol. This was done through the process of constriction, through the process of tzimtzum. He revealed himself to us in such a way where there's a concept of Einei Hashem, of the, you know, there's a concept of the eyes of Hashem, there's a concept of Yad Hashem, the hand of Hashem. There's a concept of that parallel these things, even though we know Hashem doesn't have a body, but these limbs, so to say, right, and these even emotions, we talk about love, and we talk about kas, charoin af, anger, kibiyachal, all these things, all these human emotions that are applied to Hashem. On Hashem's level, of course, there's something extremely spiritual that have really nothing to do with our experience of these concepts down here, but what we have down here can't exist without those things which are the roots, the sharashim, of everything that we experience down here. So, if we experience growth, if we experience growth, there has to be an idea of growth by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu grow? It's impossible. He's infinite. So that's part of why Hashem worked out this system, what we call the idea of tzimtzum, the idea of constriction, that he bound himself, relatively speaking, and set up the system of what we relate to as Hashem himself, right? We spoke about the idea of 10 spheres, right? Whatever it is, the system that we know of Hashem's hanhaga and of Hashem's kiveyachol, the way Hashem looks as if, right? Not looking in the physical sense, but all that is just a revelation that he decided to set up for us, that we can relate to him through those things. Because if we have no way to relate to him, so we can't build a kesher with him. So, like the same way that a father, right, has to come down to the child's level, and then, you know, you speak in a funny way, you speak in a childish voice to a kid, right? Especially women do that, whatever. But you know, even the fathers, you know, you'll act with the child in a childish way to help build a kesher with the child. Because if you speak to him as an adult, you're finished, right? And if you act with him as an adult, you're finished. So you lower yourself to his level in order to build a kesher with him. So the Rebbeinu Shem kibayachal lowered himself to the level of the creations that he's going to bring in, right? He lowered himself to this idea of revealing himself in a certain way so that we would be able to build a kesher with him. This idea. Now, lowering himself in that way allowed for growth. By presenting himself in a relatively limited fashion, because Esos Spheres, the idea of Esos Spheres, or Olam HaAtzilus, if you want to speak about the world of God's world of, right, the Olam HaAtzilut, which is above the world of creation, Olam HaBriyah, and which is on top of Yetzirah, formation, on top of Asiyah, the world of action. On top of that, as Olam HaAtzilus is God's world. Even that is relatively limited compared to what's above it, which are more godly worlds. And then, of course, beyond all description is the Ein Sof, the infinite. Even that, the Nefesh HaChaim tells us, another Mekubalim tells us, is also already a limitation of his essence, which there's no word we can use. Even that word is kind of, you know, we know what we mean in the heart, but that's all we can really get to. It's beyond words. So, but basically what it comes down to is that he allowed himself, he brought, by limiting himself in this way, he kiveyachol gives us, before we get to gives us, he kiveyachol created by him the ability to grow. And that's why, for example, we have a pasuk that says, Tenu oiz le'lokim, give strength to God. As if we are going to give strength to God. There's an amazing medrash which appears in a number of different places, including in the Sifri, in the Zohar, and other places that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Klal Yisrael so much that he referred to us at the beginning, I think, as his daughter or son, I don't remember. I think his daughter. Then he referred to us as his wife. And then he loved us so much to the point that he loved us as a mother, that he even like referred to us as a mother. What are these three different, right? Well, loving us as daughters because he's mashbia to us. Loving us as a wife because he kiviyachol made us partners in the creation. He's like, kiviyachol say, okay, listen, I do my part, you do Torah mitzvahs, and together we're running this world. But he loved us so much to the point that as if he says, please, I need you to give to me. Tenu ois lelekim is us kiviyachol as if acting as a mother, as a mashpia to the Rebbeinu Shlalom, to help him grow. What does it mean to help him grow? It means to reveal more and more levels of his godliness, of his spirituality. Which of course is all his, and he just set up the system in this way. But again, I'm just pointing out that without setting it up in that way, then we also couldn't grow. That's my addition here. Is that if he did not create that ability of growth by him, actually Rav Kook calls it the Lashon, he has a nice Lashon, he has a parak in the Oral Takodesh, he calls it, if I remember correctly, Shleimut v'Hishtalmut. Shleimut is completion, is wholeness, is perfection. Hishtalmut is the ability to become more than you are. Ability to become more than you are. And that the Rebbeinu Shlom was Megala by himself, by the inyan of, by the Bria of Yesh Me'ayin, by bringing himself Kiviyachol down into limitation, and now leave it in Klal Yisrael's hands to Kiviyachol and bring more and more Shefa, godly Shefa down, and reveal more and more of God, so as if we're making God bigger. As if we're making God bigger. But the point is that God's becoming bigger than he was, so to say. Because God, again, God itself, the very concept of God, is already a limitation. And God is a relative word, actually, because it's relative to creation. But the essence, something which there's nothing to talk about, no growth, nothing, that ain't self, there's nothing to talk about. But so that's why it's the concept of Yesh Me'ayin that brings about the ability to add to your level, which is growth. And the way that that takes place is by bringing us down into the borders of time, because that's what growth is built on. That a moment before you were on level one, a moment later level two, and then afterwards level three. So it's only through time, right, that growth is possible. The whole concept of growth is limited to a framework of time. This, I have to tell you, is all what hinted to v'oimik in the first parak of Eitz Chaim, really. Of the Arizal Eitz Chaim. It's actually putting together, the Arizal discusses two questions, and really it's kind of putting together the two, which would explain the smichas of those two things, but whatever, I'm not getting into that. But okay, so that's, now, together with that, that's how the neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to take the neshama and raise up, elevate the neshama. Okay, there's also an idea of elevation of the guf, of the body. But right now he's discussing the elevation of the neshama. The neshama, let's say, came out of a certain level, and we want to raise that neshama. We want to bring more ruchnis to the neshama and get that neshama to grow and include within it higher levels of ruchnis. That is impossible, kol zman, that the neshama doesn't come down here. For example, we find this farm say, Malachim are called Oimdim, because they never come into the physical world so that they can't grow. There's no concept of growth unless you're down here. Man who's down here and the neshama now comes down here, that neshama can grow by being bound and limited in time, the framework of time, that neshama now has the ability to grow. It's like a fascinating setup that the Rebbeinu Shlom did. That's mamish the tzimtzum, the constriction, the limitation that allows growth. I mean, it allows it to grow more than it would have been had it stayed at that, so to say, infinite level. Like, fascinating. Okay, now, v'chein kol havaya kula, and so too is the whole existence in its entirety. Tachzor el mekorah ha'achduti. The whole bria, the whole havaya, is going to go back to its achduti, which is oneness. Yeah, it's really oneness source. V'hoy Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, Bayom Ahu Yih Hashem Echad Ushma Echad, like it says it, right? Hashem is going to be the Melech on the whole Oretz. On that day Hashem will be one and his name one. The Im Kishma Manifrad Yisulak Mehem. And if their name of, like, their separated name will be removed from them, Shamayim Va'oret Kabeged Yivlu, I don't remember, Yivolu, I don't know how to pronounce the last word, but it means that the Shamayim and the Oretz, like a clothing, like an art of clothing, will be withered away. So, like, so to say, their names are going to be withered away. Shemam Achduti, that's only their Shemam HaNifrad, their name of separation, their separated name. But their name Achduti, their unified name, their oneness name, Yisha'er lehem, will remain for them. Bebechinas kol ha'noisa b'Yerushalayim kodesh yom ha'eloi. The bechina of anyone that's remained in Yerushalayim is going to be said about him kodesh. Uchshem sha'neshama mekabeles tosafta al yidei ishtausa b'tech ha'guf. Lefi midas ha'shonim v'ayomim ha'ktzuvim l'kol echad v'echad. And the same way the neshama receives its addition by staying inside the guf a certain amount of years, a measurement of years and days that are set up for each one, because really the ability, the really zman is different levels of spirituality. We have to utilize them. But be'etzem, that the amount of time that a person was given to live is the amount of ruchnis that he, the Rebbeinu Shalom, gave to him to be mesaken, gave to him to elevate himself. He points out a very chashuv thing, that even before the chet, there was this set, limited amount that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave out. The difference is that then it wasn't necessary that after that set amount of time, that set amount of zman was passed, it wasn't necessary that the neshama, the soul, would have to separate from the body. And then the neshama would go back up into its makar, into its source, up above, in that source of oneness, it would go back together with the body. There would be no reason for the body to be, the soul to separate from the body. But the cause for its elevation was the measurement of days that was allotted to it from the beginning of its existence. Or from the beginning of existence. Kein kol havaya kulo. So too is it about the whole universe, the whole existence. Erech hisalusa v'chazarasa. The worth of its elevation and its going back up above. Hu apid midas hayomim shel hazman deshit alfei shnin. Is according to the measure of the days of the time of 6,000 years. Ubehem mesiga kol tosefta. And it's in that amount of time, in the 6,000 years, that all its additions can be attained. After that, there's no such thing as growth. You find in the Ramchal, he refers to the 6,000 years as the time of the Anhaga. What does he call it? Anhaga of Bechira, right? Where that's the time that you have to go weiter. But after that, it's just the time of Schar Banish, where the Rebbeinu Shalom is just giving you what you've already earned, and he's giving the world what it's already earned. But there's no real growth anymore. Yom HaMashal Eim Be'em Chayfetz. Those are the days that there's no, right? All the Chayfetz is what brings growth. It's the choosing. So that time is only 6,000 years. V'hem Masika Kol Tosefta. In that time is when all the addition is attained. V'lule Achet. We're not for the Chet of Adam Rishon. Lo Haya Nitzach Gam L'Chad Choruv. That's a big Chiddush he's saying. Then you wouldn't have even needed that time period of Chad Choruv. What happens in the Chad Chorov? 6,000 years, 1,000 years, where like its world is, so to say, destroyed. And then after that is the next stage of existence. There's different mefarshim to speak about. Well, I mean, there's a lot to talk about what this Chad Chorov is. Is this going to be really nothing, or it means something else deeper? But whatever it means, clearly the Chazal are trying to give over this concept of there's like some kind of, some aspect of destruction. Of literally whatever was before, just kind of, it's not just moving from one level to a next in a smooth way, it's undoing whatever it was and then moving to it. So he says that without the chet, you wouldn't need that, whatever that is, but you wouldn't need that idea of destruction, chad chorov, which is the same idea of the body, kind of the soul separating from the body. You'd be able to go into that new time period would be ushered in a very natural way. The same way the body, the soul would have gone up together with the body. That's how it would have been elevated without the chet. The same thing by the world. The world would have been able to just become elevated without that chan charuv. But having advar mamukim ha'ele, and understand these profound things, v'ten l'chacham v'yach kamoid, meaning he's telling you, there's a big yisai that for a chacham he'll be able to get a lot more out of this idea. But nevertheless, what he wants to apply to the Rambam over here is v'lachain, and therefore ha'yisharas ha'midos, the straightening out of the midos, of the character traits of a person, shehem ha'yisodot shel tosefet ha'chazara, which are the fundamentals of, right, the foundations, I should say, of the addition of the going back up, nikvoim, right, because it's through that zikuch hamidus, through the purification of the midas, that you're going to get those additions that Hashem is going to give you, the additional levels that Hashem is going to give the person when his neshama goes back up to Shemaim. Nikvaim letoiva ulibracha birum erkam vizdakechusam al yedei haregilus v'keifel adov of oirich hazman. It's because of this that the straightening out of the midos are set letoiva lebracha in their high level, and their purification is set how? Through habituation, repeating the thing over the course of a long period of time. Because again, it's time that brings tosefes. It's that boundary. It's that mesgeret of zman that allows for growth to take place. So, since the whole tosefes that we get is going to be through our purifying our midas, the whole additional growth of spirituality we're going to get is by straining out midas. Therefore, midas take a long time to straighten out and to get that new level of. So, like, people sometimes kind of feel, I have this idea, you know, you wish you were able to switch. You know really what you want to be, but it takes so much hard work. In a long period of time, the answer is, like the Rambam says, yeah, and a chanami. Hasharas Hamidus takes a long period of time. And what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is explaining, though, is the idea that time is the tool by which growth can take place. Because time is, like we said before, is the defining factor, together with space, is the defining factor of creation, of down here, of Olam Hazeh. And it was only that limitation that allows for growth of the neshama. The mela, if you want your neshama to grow, and you want, which is through the midas, through straining out your midas, so that's something that has to take place over the course of time. I'll tell you something, an interesting thing before we finish. There's certain shiurim I've given in other settings, okay, that I personally heard. Those shiurim, okay, in 6 sittings from my Rebbe. 6, actually, between 6 to 8, depends, whatever, depends what we're talking about, okay? Now, when I teach somebody, I give it over in like a tremendous number of sittings. And the reason is, my main reason is, because if you give over something to six sittings, it doesn't make a change in the person. Not only does it not make a change in the person doesn't really get it right. And by the way, when you learn something wrong the first time, it's much harder to learn it afterwards, because, like, I know it already. And it doesn't become a part of you. But when you give it over the course of the time, it seeps in. Before you know it, you're thinking very differently. It becomes mamish a part of you. And it's the same you say. It's the usage of time in growth. Growth has to happen over the course of time. It can't happen in a 1, 2, 3, boom. It can't. That's why the Rebbe Shlomo did the Bria the way he did it. So we shouldn't become frustrated by the fact that it takes time for change. Otherwise, we should understand that's the kach ha'chayk ha'briya, that's the chayk of the briya that Rabbi Shalom did, and it's stemming all the way back to the shorshei shoroshim, the very, you know, roots of the kesher of the Rabbi Shalom with us, allowing us to grow to him. He allowed that by himself. He allowed that, you know. So I just heard from Rav Jacobo, it's a very nice thing. Just tonight, he told me I don't remember the whole pratum of it. I remember if he said it over in the name of Shiva. I think he said himself that any time there's birth, right? So all birth is, there's all sorts of inyani tuma that are related to the whole inyan of that brings along birth. Tumas yeledes, before that, there's all the, you know. So Tumas keri, maybe, you know, like there's all the. So what's pshat that to bring new life? You have tumah like this. So he said that the Rebbeinu Shalom is telling the person, I, in order to bring the Bria, I was metame myself, kiviyocho. I'm saying in my words, I was metzamzim. I constricted myself. I brought myself, I lowered myself, like we just spoke about. I lowered myself tremendously to reveal myself, just that something going over here, to bring you guys along, to bring a new creation, which is the Tosefes. Kiviyocho. The same way the Rebbeinu Shalom is metam himself to bring the new life, you also have to do. In other words, it's really the same yisoid actually that's over here. Is that in order to bring Tosefes Bracha, that's the Mahalach HaDvarim, is that there needs to be a tzimtzum, a limitation. You need to go down into this story, this the framework of limitation, which only through that brings. Derech Agav, let's bring another mashal to tap it in a little bit to life. We know that if kids, and it's not true about kids, it's true about adults also, if they don't have the ability to work in a framework, if they don't have an organized day, organized life, everything is hefkeris, right? There's no order given to the day. People can't produce. It's the boxing a person in. It's the ability for a person to box himself in to a certain seder hayoyim, to a certain order, that allows him to produce, allows him to grow.
Harvard called it goal setting.
Huh?
Harvard called it goal setting.
Yeah. Goal setting. Yeah. So that's it. That's it. It's the mizgeret. It's the limitation of time and place. That's the secret to growth. Okay.